in Japan, yeah, they're playing places like the Penguin House. They're playing to crowds of like 20, 25 people, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was kind of joking when I said that, you know, Untoko plays to crowds of 20, 25 people here. But that means that he's good, you know. That means he's playing with good people. If he was playing to any bigger crowds than that, you know, be suspicious, you know. It means he's sold out or something, you know.
Why concerts start here at 6, 7?
There are probably several reasons. I think one reason is because the trains in Tokyo stop at round about midnight. I've heard that the reason the trains stop around about midnight is because otherwise Japanese kind of businessmen and salarymen would never go home. That it's actually a thing that forces, it's designed to force people to go home. I don't know if I believe this, but I've heard it from enough people that it might be true. The other reason I suspect is just because the trains might just annoy people. Japanese people can be, anyway, extraordinarily sensitive about noise. You know, you breathe too loudly in some areas and people will just be like, what are you doing? And calling the police or something, you know. There's no real sense of just like having a kind of friendly neighborhood noise is kind of like a nice thing, which I think it's nice to hear a bit of noise around the neighborhood. But the suburbs especially can be a bit silent. The other reason that I've discovered recently is that Japan has a law which requires venues to have a license for people to dance. If people dance after, say, midnight or 1 a.m., the venue owner can be arrested because they allowed people to dance after the legal hours. I don't think this needs any further explanation. You know, this is not a thing. This is not a law. This is the plot of the movie Footloose, you know? I don't understand why in the 21st century this kind of thing happens, but it does.